There's a big yesod here. And the yesod is as follows. Mordechai was Ben Yair, Ben Kish, Ish, and Mini. So the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael had a taina on Mordechai that he chepered Haman. And he was in the Be'etzem, he was Ben Kish, which is Merames, that he was Ben Shaul, Felicia Shaul. And Shaul didn't kill Agag. Why is there a Haman in the world? Because when Shmuel sent Shaul to be Mekayim Milchemes Amalek, and to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mochay Tinche, he left Agog alive. And that night, he killed all the Amalekim, except Agag. And that night, Agag was Baal HaShivcha, an incredible mensch. He was going to be killed the next day. He was in prison, and he found a Shivcha, Baal HaShivcha, And from that came out Haman. So Haman's called Agogi. So Klal Yisrael had a taina on Mordechai that he chepered Haman. The taina on Shaul that he left Agag alive. That's how we got Haman in the world. And that's how we have all this Torah, this whole parasha. Is the pshat is that Be'etzim, there was a taina in Shomayim on Shaul that he didn't complete the Milchemes Amalek. And Mordechai and Esther are descended from Shaul. And even though I told you that Mordechai's Iker Tafkid is to be Metaken the Chet Sheishtachavu, Yotzelim, and Esther's Iker Tafkid in Megillah is to be Metaken that they went to the Mishneh in Shushan. But both of them have also another purpose, to be metaken the chet of Shaul. As we're going to see, it comes up a few times, this chet of Shaul. But we have to understand, what was the etzim chet of Shaul? And what are they being metaken? So in the Haftorah of Parshas Zochar, see, very, very interesting what happened. Shmuel HaMelech, Shmuel HaNovi tells Shaul HaMelech, Koi Omer Hashem Tzvot, Hokadati es Asher Osa Amalek B'Yisrael, Asher Som Loi Baderech Baloi Sim B'Mitzray. The Menashems decided to be manish Amalek for what they did. Ato, Leich V'Kiso Es Amalek. So he tells Shaul, go and destroy Amalek. Attack Amalek. V'Acharamtem Es kol asheloi, everything that he has destroyed. Veloi sachmoil olov, and don't be merachim on anything. Vehem mato meish ad isha, and kill from every man and every woman. Me oilel viad yonek, from a nursing child to a little child to a nursing child to a little baby. Mishar vead se. Every sharon said, "Migomel ad chamar." Absolutely, anything which has any life, kill. That was the instructions. That's what he was told to do. Absolute kiyum of mechias amalek. Vayishama shol esaom. Vayufkidein batloim. Mosayim elef ragli. Took to an army of 200,000 soldiers. Aseris alofim. Es ish Yehuda. Vayove shol ad ir amalek. Vichule. And Vayach Shaul is Amalek, Mechavilo Baruch Hashul, Asher Al Pnei Mitzrayim, and they attacked them. Vayitzpos is Agag Melech Amalek Chai, Veskolam Hechrim Lefichorim, and he captured Agag, and he killed all the other people, all the other Amalekim. Why did he capture Agag alive? It was very clear he was supposed to kill all of them. La'aniyus da'iti, I think that he wanted to kill him in a very public way the next day. But it made a whole big banner, Mechias Amalek, and this is the end of Amalek and the Tikkun Gadol for the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, Kol Zman Amalek's in the world, Ein Akisei Shalim, Ein Hashem Shalim, Ki Yod Al Kevzka. Now it's going to come the Geula Shlema, and he wanted to do it in a very public way, not stam kill him. But there's another point. Vayacha Mol Shol V'Om Al Agag. There was a chemla on Agag. So it could be that not only was maybe Vayachmol Al Agag there in the Tower of London. In London, there's a special place where they used to behead kings and queens. So when they executed kings and queens, they did it in a very mechubadika way. It's a bit of a nutty malach lichoyer, ma'naf kemina, but maybe it's a geder of bechola misa yofer, whatever. So they have a special place for killing kings and queens. It says Ken Zayn. That's also the Nakuda here, that maybe it says Vayachmol Al Agag. Maybe he wanted to kill him, not stone kill him on the battlefield, but to kill him in a very special way, in a mechubetika way. Vayachmol. But it was also Val Meta Vatsoy, Val Boko, Val Mishnim, Val Akorim, Val Kolatoiv. They had chemla on all these on all the fat sheep and the cows. Le'ovu Hachrimo. And they didn't want to destroy it. And everything that was shvach and think that they killed. But Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Shmuel, and he says, "Nichamti kim lachti Shaul the Melech. I'm mischarit that I made Shaul the Melech. Kishov me'acharai v'stvorai lo heikim. He's not being mekayim my mitzvahs." And Shmuel was upset. Shmuel was he made Shaul king. Vayashkim Shmuel likras Shaul baboike, and Shmuel came to Shaul. Vayugad Shmuel leimer bo Shaul Carmela. Shaul had come back from the battlefield. He was coming to the Mount Carmel. Vine matziv lo yod vayisoyv vayava vayerid agilgal. So Shmuel comes to Shaul. Shaul sees Shmuel. This is incredible. Shaul sees Shmuel, and he says, "Baruch atol Hashem, hakimoisis dvar Hashem." As mekayim the dvar Hashem, Shaul said. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel says to him, "I think this is one of the biggest." I don't know if you call it a joke, but I'm not sure exactly the word, in Tanakh. What does he say? It's a tvir. Ume koil hatzoin hazeh ba'oznoi. Ume koil hatzoin hazeh ba'oznoi. What's this koil hatzoin that I can hear? The koil ha'boker asher anochi shomea, and I hear cows mooing. Vayom Eshol, look what happened. Mamaleki Heviyum. We brought them from Amalek. Ashechom al ha'om al meita vatzon v'abokor. Now, what would we? We're big fressers. Now, what would we assume that they? Why would they choymel on the fat sheep and the fat cows? Because lamb chops and steak. That's what. Not that dar. We're talking about that dar, very, very high madrega. Why would they choymel? So, Shaul, Shechomel ha'omel meitev atzon v'abokor, the man zvoyach l'Hashem elekecha. Those yidden saw a fat cow, they saw, oh, a common oila, gewaltige common oila. They saw a sheep, a gewaltige common oila. They wanted to make them into korbanos. Why? Because they thought, eshelekaim shneim. Why should we stump kill the cows and the sheep in the field? We'll bring them, we'll kill them by making them into a korban. Efshelekaim shneim two mitzvahs with the thing. But the Pele is, he said the word chomal. And that's exactly what Shmuel told him. Lo yisachmol. And he didn't even chap Shmuel. Asher chomal ho'am. I told you lo yisachmol. He didn't chap it at all. Vesayoyse hechramnu. We killed everything else. Vayom Shmuel of Shmuel. Heref. Vagidu lechoyis asher dibar Hashem elai alayla. Let me go and I'll tell you what Hashem said. Hashem has such nachas. If you too, you're a big honor in your own eyes. You are the head of Klal Yisrael. Hashem made you the melech. Vayishlocha Hashem badorech vayomelech vechramte mesachatoy mesamolik v'nilchamto boy ad kaloisom oisom. And Hashem sent you to destroy Amalek completely. V'lom aloi shomata b'koil Hashem. Why didn't you listen? V'ta'atel asholol. And you wanted, ran after the spoils. Ruchnistik is spoils, kobonos. Tatel asholol, vatasorab einei Hashem. You were choite. Vayom eshol el Shmuel. Shmuel still didn't understand. Shmuel says to Shmuel, Asher shamati b'koil Hashem. I did listen. What's it? Vo'elech baderech Asher shlochani Hashem. I did exactly what he told me to do. Vo'ovi yisagag melech Amalek, v'samalek echramti. That's why it must be that his. It was kulei l'shem shemayim kibiyochel what he was going to do with Agag, because otherwise he wouldn't have told Shmuel, I brought Agag to kill him in a public way or in a mechubedika way. Vayikahom me'ashalot tzonu boker reishis achem lizbayach l'shem elikeh ba'gilgal. I want to make into korbanos. I was mekayim rotzon Hashem. Vayom Shmuel, and Shmuel said to him. This is Yesoid Otzum in Yiddishkeit. Vayom Yishmol, Hachefetz Lashem Be'oilus Uzvochim, Kishmoya Be'koil Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Korbanos? Does he want Korbanos as much as he wants you to listen to be Mekayim the Halacha? Hine Shmoya Mizevach Toiv. Listening is more choshuv than giving a good Korban. Lahakshiv Mechelev Eilim. To listen properly, more than the fat of rams. Dahainu, what did he tell him? What would you think? You made cheshbonos. Made cheshbonos about korbanos and v'chule and agag and v'chule v'chule. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want cheshbonos. He wants you to be mekayim halacha, gendikt. You were told to kill him. No cheshbonos. You were told lo sachmal. Why are you making cheshbonos? You want korbanos, heilige cheshbonos, garnish. You're supposed to be mekayim what you were told to do. Lahakshiv mizevach mechelev eilim. Kichatas kesem meri v'ovin atrofin haftzar yan moasto is tvar Hashem ayim moaschal melech v'bonishon finish. Because you're making all these cheshbonos is moaschal melech. If the ikir taina on Shaul was he made cheshbonos. Now you're going to see Esther is going to be metaking this chet. And eventually Mordechai will also have a chelik in being metaking this chet. But we get there to Mordechai, we have to wait. Let's go back to at the moment we're seeing how Esther is going to be metaking this chet. And the Meiser, obviously, you have to understand if we want to get a Hatzalah from this Gezeira, we have to go to the Makara Makairas, to the Shurish Asheroshim. We have to be Oike, the old Shurish of the Chet. So there's the Ishtachu Latzelet. There's an enemy Sudasa, Shaloisa Rosha. There is more in history the problem of Shoal, that he wasn't Bakshiv. And he made cheshbonos. And that's why we've got a Haman in the world. We've still got Amalek in the world. So that also needs a tikkun when we've got Haman running around. we haven't seen what Haman can do yet. But this is all before, also we'll see, Meir Dika Chesed of Hashem, this is all before Haman comes to his Iker power. So let's go back. Lo yigido Esther es amo besmeladeto ki Mordechai tzivo oleo shelo yisagid. Mordechai gave her tzivui, not to say. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ubechol yoyim vayoyim Mordechai misalech lifnei chatzar beis anoshim. Every single day, Mordechai went to the chatzar beis anoshim. Reb Shloime, second tzaddik kolosh, I used to say, as your Meir Dika Zav, where's the gadol? He went to ask a shayla. He went to Mordechai's house to ask a shayla. Where is he? He's by the Beis Anoshim. That's where the gadol is. Yeah, why? Ladas es shloim Esther umay osebo. He wanted to see two things. Wanted to know, how's Esther surviving? You've taken this kadosh elyon, you've put her into toivas rishayim. Tuvas Rishayim is Rahu Eitzel Tzadikim. She's going, he thinks she might collapse and get sick from all this beauty treatment and all this thing which the Rishayim are giving her, which she's being metake in the Nenu Misudos Shloisa Rosha. But also, he wants to know what Mayosema. Hare, she hid. When the Melech Pei gave out the tzivui to come and to be to the all the Naras Basulos should come to have the in the competition, and they would become the queen. She hid and she was arrested. She was discovered. What Einish they going to give her? He's scared. Ma'aseba. That's why he told her. Bishum Parim, don't say you're Jewish. Who knows what pogrom will result from this? The Yidden don't want to marry the king. When it came to the each Naro's turn, Mikete Yisla Kedasa Noshim. When they finished the treatment, Shnei Mosachoidesh for 12 months. Kichen Yimlu Yimei Merukei, and they were treated for 12 months. Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Amar, Shisha Chadoshim B'Besomim Tamrukei Hanoshim. Then this whole beauty treatment, 6 months like this, 6 months like that. The Gon says it's meramis to certain inyonim in avodas Hashem. Ayin shom. Ubazeh hanayra ba'o el ha-melech. And after the 12-month beauty treatment, that's how she came to the king. But not only that, not only did she have these 12 months. Es kol ha-she-toyma hinosin lo. Whatever the Nara wanted, she would be given. Lavoi ima mi beis anoshim ad beis amelech. But every girl's different. Every girl thinks that they would ask, what dress do you want? What style dress? What color? Every girl's different. For some girls, red is good, and some girls, green is good. Some girls look awful in green, some girls look good in red. So they decided themselves whatever they wanted. What style, what material, what jewelry do you want? Do you want a band to accompany you to the melech? Es kol asher toimar yinosein lo lovoi imo mi beis anoshim a beis amelech. Mary the Gazach. Just imagine each of these girls had their dream mamash. You could ask whatever you wanted, and they had the possibility to give it. Right? They had, money was no object in Achashverosh's house. We saw how many. 180 days, he's showing off all his oitzus and everything. He had everything. These girls were meshuga that day. They could remember their dream, whatever they wanted. What style hair do you want? Everything. But erev he ba'av aboke he shavel beis anoshim sheni al yad shagash srisa merashom apilakshim loisava oidai lamelech ki im chavitz ba'amelech unikro b'shem. He would only go just one night, and then if the melech wanted her, they would call her back again. Now, what happened? Ubagia tor Esther, bas Avichai, doid Mordechai. Why do we know her yichus? Why do we have to know her yichus? We told her yichus. The kedusha that she had. This, bas Avichai, doid Mordechai. Asher lo kachlo levas, but Mordechai brought her up. When it came to her turn, Lo ve'el ha-melech. Now she's going to the melech. Rachmona litzlan. this Kadosh Elyon Esther now going to the Melech. Loi biksha davar. She would not ask for anything. They asked her, what dress do you want, Esther? We have to have some dress. What color? Nothing. She would not be megale elo biksha davar. Why? Toivas Rishoim Rahu Eitzot Tzadikim. She did not want to be Nene Kihuzeh from any type of Toivas Rishoim. This is the absolute tikkun of that they went to the Mishnah and they were Nene. No big Shadova. Kimis Asher Yoima, hey guys, Susamera, Shoima Anoshim. She had to have some dress. So he decided what she should have, or which jewelry she should have. And whatever he forced her to have, she took. Vatihi Esther noise schein beine kol royer. Zog the Gemara, she was Yorick. Why? Because she was sick. The thought, what's going to be now? She's going to be misyachit with this Rosha Marusha, this Achashverosh. Vatilo kach Esther el hamelech. The same Loshen that when she was originally arrested, Bal Kocha, she was taken to the Beis Anoshim. Balkocha shin baj amashu. 12 months of beauty treatment, 12 months of pampering her, 12 months of the Haggai knew she was going to win, treating her like a malka didn't make kihus any difference on her. It's all, she's disgusted by the whole tovas rishoyim. This is the beginning of the tikkun of that chet. Batil lo kach Esther la melech achashver shal beis malchusa b'chodesh asiri u'chodesh teves b'shna sheva la malchusa. The Melech falls in love with her, literally. Go and fall in love. When you fall in love, that means there's no seichel. You only fall in love if it's taiva. Otherwise, how do you fall in love with somebody? How is it proper ava? Ava, the Mephoshim explain, ava is when you see nekudas toivas in someone. Ava in Loshna Kodesh, we only have one word, Ava. In English, we have two words, love and like. In Loshna Kodesh, like is also Ohev. That's why people make a mistake. Ava Sashem, I have to love Hashem. First of all, like Hashem. Ava's Torah, I have to love Torah. First, do you like Torah? Do you enjoy mitzvahs? Do you like Hashem's Torah? Can I say I love it? Because we have musogim of extremes by love. The Maaseh the Chasnish said, what the goyim call love, we call taiva. So I heard a different nusach. What the goyim call love, we call kores. But al koponim, the goy falls in love. How should a person, when you have avas chaverim, so when you like a friend, when you say you love a friend, then it comes in our trefa world, it comes with all sorts of connotations which we shouldn't be talking about. But when you like a friend, how do you like a friend? You meet him, you get to see Midas Tovus in him, and you want to have a kesher with him. That's called Ava. So, by the goy, how do you fall in love with someone? You don't know her yet. You saw the other side of the pub or wherever you were, in the disco or wherever, and he wants to go out with her or whatever. So that's kulay taiva. The vayeha b'melech es Esther mikol anoshim. He's just a pele. He suddenly falls in love with her, more than all the women. Vatiso chen v'chesed afona mikol abesulois. But he hasn't finished the thing. She was not the end. We were told the Haggai rushed her ahead of all the. As soon as she came, he rushed her ahead of everybody else. So he's been years with a lot of other besulois, but there's still a lot more to come. And he's decided, no, she's going to be the queen. Excuse me, 1 second. Don't you need a malka? Don't you need somebody royal? So the idiots, the Mishal say the Nari HaMelech gave this stupid answer. But at least Achashverosh, don't you think you should find out where she comes from? Who is Esther, as far as he knows? She has no yichus. As far as he knows, she told her, he asked her who she was, where she from. She said, I don't know. They found me in a train station. I don't know. But Vayahas HaMelech Mishte Godel, the Kol Sorev Vavodov, Es Mishte Esther. And Achashverosh made a ganze Mishte. Now, when Achashverosh has Musogim in Mishtois, right? When he says he made a Mishte Godel, oh, is a Mishte Godel? So they say, one second, Mishte Godel by him was 190 days or 7 days, 9 days, one something. So they say, no, in Be'echus, it was not just in Kamus, in Echus it was more Choshev. For all Sarav Avodov, as Mishte Esther, he called it Mishte Esther. In other words, he's completely infatuated with her.
It's bigger in
Echus
and
Kamus. No, in Lechoyer in Echus, because it wasn't more than 180 days. So maybe there was more booze, more food, more liquor, I don't know. V'hanoch al amdinos also, and he gave hanoch in taxes to all the medinos. Why? So the Gaon says, he asked them, which country are you from? I want to give tax relief to your country, because I don't know. So he had to give a hanocha to all the 127 medinas, because he didn't know which medina she's from. And Vayitei Maseis, Ki Yad HaMelech, gave more than just hanocha, he gave out matanas to all these medinas, because whichever medina is, it was, he's going meshuga for Esther. Ubihikam eitz besulis shenis, they sent the besulis back. Umodchai yoshe b'shar HaMelech, and the one thing they knew was her dress was based on Shal Mordechai. She has a kesher with Mordechai. What kesher? Don't know. But they had a kesher with Mordechai. So he brought Mordechai into the Beis HaMelech, into the Shar HaMelech, to the court. Is Mordechai's chashoshes? What's going to be with the Yidden? Are there any chashoshes now? He's going meshuga for Esther. If she would say, I'm a Yid, wouldn't the tax relief for the Yidden be unbelievable? Wouldn't he be male all the Yidden ad Lashamayim? That's what he wants to do. He wants to be give Esther's Medina, Esther's arm, Esther's this and that. Ein Esther magedes moladetov es amor kashet tivo leamodechai. Tivoi, listen to the tivoi. Don't make cheshbonos. She metaken the chilas tikkun of the chet of shol. Vesmai b'mordechai Esther oisol kasher hoisol ba'omno itoy, didn't make any difference whether she was in Mordechai's house, all the chumras, all the hanhogis. She continued in the beis shel Achashverosh. Bayomi mohem, in those days, Mordechai yoshi b'shar HaMelech. Mordechai is now in the Shar HaMelech, in the court of the king. Kotzav Bikson Voserish Neisarise HaMelech Mishon Me'asav. This very strange thing happened. There were two guards of the room of Achashverosh, and it was when did she go? When was her turn? B'chodesh Asiri, it was in Teves. Teves in the middle of the winter. The winter is very long nights. So they had to guard the room at night. They were very long nights. And they had to stay awake, because Achashverosh stayed awake. On a normal night, then maybe Achashverosh would go to sleep, then they could go to sleep, and he wouldn't know that they were sleeping. But he's up with Esther, so they couldn't go to sleep. So they got very angry. So Kotzav, big son of Sam, Shnei Sarisi HaMelech, Shem Yassav, Vayivakshu, Lishloach Yod, HaMelech Achashverosh, and he decided to solve the problem. Let's kill him. Vayivoda Adov El Mordechai. How did it, Vayivoda, so also, you see how the Megillah is master. How did Mordechai find out? Mordechai happened to be, sitting, and Mordechai knew all 70 languages, because you sit on the Sanhedrin, you have to know all 70 languages. They spoke in Tarshish, in their language. They thought nobody would hear. You know, sometimes people make mistakes when you're on a bus or in a taxi or something, and you speak in English. You think that the guy doesn't know the thing until the taxi driver turns around and speaks to you like a real American, and you realize he heard every single word you said, or whatever. Or the person in front of you, you know, you're talking about. That's what they say. Some maisa happened that somebody's talking about legame shiduchim, about saying all lashon hara about this girl, and the lady turns around and says, "That girl happens to be my daughter." Mordechai found out that this was their plan. Vayagid leEsther Amalka, and he tells Esther. Vatoyve Esther Amelech b'shem Mordechai, and Esther tells the Mordechai tell Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai. Kol ha'omed over b'shem Omroin, maybe Gula le'olam. This is the makar. She was benen nemanus. She didn't say she could have won points. She doesn't need points. He's infatuated with her. She could have just told him she knows about it. No, and she was there, but as Mordechai told him. The Fekzach HaShaila, on Purim you asked this Shaila. Why did Mordechai, why didn't he let the kill Ahasuerus? Why was it the thing? Would have been much better. Ahasuerus should be Russia. So they say the answer is if you can kill two goyim as opposed to one goyim, it's better to kill two goyim than one goyim. What's the emissary answer is you don't make cheshbonos. Somebody said to me yesterday, why doesn't somebody kill Putin? So what is it, stupid? You think it's so easy to kill him? It was easier to kill Ahasuerus than to kill Putin. But anyway, and if you kill Putin, so who's the next one? The next one's going to be a tzaddik. It's going to solve anything. It's going to solve anything. We arranged the sound effects. Vayivukash Adovo. So they investigated. Is it true? Vayimotze, and they found it was true. How did they investigate it? What did they do? They put poison in his food. So they gave the food to a dog, and the dog died. Vayitolu shneim al eitz, and they were hung. Vayikosei b'sefer divrei yomim lifnei hamelech. And it was written down, this story was written down in the divrei hayomim lifnei hamelech. The Mepharshim say there were two sets of divrei yomim. There were the big divrei yomim, which had in the library, which had all the events that happened. Every single thing that happened was registered in the big Divrei Yomim. And there was a Kitzur Divrei Yomim, Lifnei HaMelech, where certain things were written. This Maisa was written there in the Divrei Yomim Shel Lifnei HaMelech. What's this all about? Yeah?
Wasn't the fact that he decided to let Ahasuerus stay alive a Cheshbon?
What? No. You didn't Sheva Al Tase. I mean, Sheva Al Tase, let them kill him. It's better. Maybe it's better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. You know. Al kolponim, ichora. This is enough kamina. This maisa. This maisa is absolutely necessary for the nes. It's one of the biggest ingredients in the nes. This whole maisa. The whole thing, from the fact they tried to kill him. The fact that Mordechai told, the fact that it was written in the Divrei Hayomim Lifnei HaMelech, it's all vital ingredient in the Nes. Now we've set up everything for the Nes to happen. Achar Hadvorim O'Ele. What's Achar Hadvorim O'Ele? So the Fib Shutoi, Achar Hadvorim O'Ele, is who gave this idea of getting rid of Vashti? Memucha, Haman. Oh, so he was so busy rewarding everybody for Esther, so he decided to reward Haman for the fact that he gave the original idea to get rid of Vashti, because Esther he was more ava for Esther than he had for Vashti. Is Gidal Amelech Achashverosh es Haman ben Abdoso Agogi. He was Megadol him, Gidel, Vayinasehu, and he was Menaseh him. God says, Gidal is B'momen. He gave him more and more money, tremendous amount of money, Vayinasehu is covered. He elevated him. He gave him kavod. And then he gave him more kavod. Vayosim iskiso me'al kol asorim asher itoy. He made him number one in the whole Medina. He's giving him more and more kavod and more money. The Chazal say, Acha advar mo'ele, Acha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making trufa lamaka. All the first two prokim of the Megillah is the trufa for the maka. We have now in place the whole trufa for the maka. It says, the Chazal say, well, it says that by Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Shem is making the trufa before the maka. By the Goyim, he's making the trufa after the maka. My Nafkimina is a huge Nafkimina. If you make the trufa before the maka, so the tachlis isn't the maka. The tachlis is that you want to make sure that there's going to be a trufa, there's going to be the Yeshua. And you set up the whole ingredients of the Yeshua, and then when the Makkah comes, you have everything in place to bring the Yeshua, because the Ikkah is the Yeshua. If you make the Makkah first, then the Pshat is, the Makkah has a din bifnei asma. I want to give the Makkah. Now I'll see, now there's a Makkah, will I bring the Refuah? And here, the Punkt Faker, the Avas Hashem for Klal Yisrael, is you see, right from the very beginning, this whole Gezeirah that's coming is all just so that Klal Yisrael will get to the Yeshua. The Gaon says in the beginning of the Megillah, he brings a marshal to what this whole Hanhoga Hester upon him is. He says there in the marshal, that the whole thing is mi'avas Hashem. It's all a mahalach of avo, and the whole thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to come back and be chozer b'tshuva. It's all set up to Klal Yisrael, designed that Klal Yisrael can be chozer b'tshuva. So he sets in place first the Yeshua, all the ingredients of the Yeshua. And now we get to the Makkah. Now we get to the Oynish. So everything that we've had till now is all a chelik of the Yeshua. Achar ha-dvorim o'ele, gid al ha-melech ha-chashveh, shes homen ben abdos ha-gonim ben ha-seh, v'ayosim iskusim y'al kol ha-sorim ha-she-itoy. V'chol avdei ha-melech ha-shebeshar ha-melech, kuyrim u-mishtachavim la-homo. And all the avdei ha-melech in the shar ha-melech are kneeling and bowing down to Haman. Ki chein tziva loy ha-melech. Because the Melech was mitzvah him like, was mitzvah that for him. It's a very strange pasuk. We would have expected the pasuk should say, when he's telling the Gid al HaMelech, Vayinaseh, Vayosim Iskisoy, then it should say, Vayitzav HaMelech, Al Kol Avdei HaMelech, Asher B'Shar HaMelech, Lichroya, Lishtachav, Es LaHaman. It says, Punkt Faker. It says, they were all Mishtachav to Haman, because the king was mitzvah. But Mordechai refused even to be Korea and not to be Mishtachaveh. Why? So Chazal tell us, this is the beginning of Mordechai's tikkun, because Haman also atzmei avodah zarah. And so therefore Mordechai would not bow down to him because he made himself avodah zarah. What's the pshat? He made himself into an avodah zarah. How can a human being be a getchka? How can a human being be an idol? So the Ramban explains that when there were several instances, Paro made himself to Avodah Zarah. When in those days, when they saw that somebody had super hatzlocha, then that meant that his mazel in Shomayim is super strong, and derech this person, if you do hishtachavoya to this person, the idea was you'll to tune into his mazel, and you'll get a hashefa from his mazel, you'll connect with his mazel in Shemayim. The Melech was mitzaveh a law like that. First of all, he was Gidal, and then he gave him more covenant, and more covenant, and more covenant, and then he was mitzaveh everybody has to bow down to. Haman made himself into an Avodah Zarah, that not just Haman made himself to Zarah. All the Avdei HaMelech saw this tremendous Hatzlocha. They all were mishtachaveh me'atzmam, not because of the chok, not because of the tzivui, because they treated Haman as an ashtik avodah zarah. But they bowed down to him not just because the melech was mitzvah, they bowed down to him because, look, he's so matzliach. We can bow down to him, that we'll reach his mazel. That's why Mordechai refused to bow down. Because b'sofa shel davar, there was the chayra atzivui. Mordechai, bow down. It's don't be mekabelim for avodah zarah. Just bow down like everybody else, because that's the law. You have to bow down. But he refused to bow down. Why? Because it's a mechzeh. If he would have bowed down, even if his kavanah would be to be mekayim the tzivui of the melech, but it would look like he's like everybody else in the shara melech that he's doing avodah zarah. What was the chet of the shtachavu letzelem? They were not mekabelim for avodah zarah. But it was Mechzik Avodah Zarah. Mordechai, by not bowing down to Haman, is being metaken that chet of 70 years before when the Yidden bowed down to the Tzedem of Nebuchadnezzar. It's not Avodah Zarah. Enoch and Abi, that wasn't either. That they were not mechaving for Avodah Zarah, but there was a taina on them. There's a big chilul Hashem that Yidden are bowing down to something which looks like Avodah Zarah. Mordechai is going to be metaken it. Tikkun and tikkun and tikkun, we'll see. This is the haschola of the tikkun of the chet sheishtachmu letzelem. So, Yitz Hashem, we'll carry on Sunday. Yitz Hashem, I hope we'll manage without this Friday. Maybe next Friday we'll have to also have Megillah.